The history of gold mining in early America is something we always thought we knew. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. But with the world premiere of Gold Fever and the Bechtler Mint, a 30-minute documentary by UNCTV, we can just throw those thoughts out of the window. Robin Lattimore currently serves as president of the Rutherford County, North Carolina Historical Society, chairman of the Rutherford County Historic Preservation Society, and chairman of the Rutherford County Library Board of Trustees. He also participated in the filming of the documentary in a number of roles, including as a reenactor, and is the local authority on the subject of gold mining in North Carolina.
If you say the words gold rush, I think most people instinctively think of California and certainly the discovery of gold there in the 1840s. But in reality, the nation's first and the longest gold rush happened here in North Carolina, and it really began 50 years earlier with the discovery of gold in Cabarrus County, North Carolina, in 1799. And so what came from that was just absolutely this tumult of change, of changing the landscape and changing the people and bringing in a whole new era of history, which made it necessary for a private mint to operate in Rutherford County.
Why Rutherford County at that time?
Rutherford County at that point really was the geographic center of the gold mining region of western North Carolina. And so particularly for the town of Rutherfordton, because it was established so early. In 1779, Rutherfordton was in place by 1787. So the town and the county were already around for two full generations before this gold rush really got underway. And so because Rutherfordton was such an important commercial and trading center, then people gravitated to this area because of it, and it made sense that the Bechtler family would come here and set up a private mint because the town was already established.
Where did the Bechtler family come from?
The Bechtler family immigrated to America from Germany, from the Grand Duchy of Baden in 1829. They came first to Philadelphia. And it's interesting, the Christopher Bechtler family arrived in Philadelphia in October 1829, and immediately Christopher Bechtler took out papers to become a naturalized citizen. I mean, he truly intended to stay. And at the early opening days of 1830, his family were listed as jewelers in the city directory. About 7 or 8 months after they established a shop in Philadelphia, they pulled up stakes and came straight to North Carolina. So by the end of the summer of 1830, they were living in North Carolina. We feel certain that Christopher Bechtler came here because of gold. You know, newspapers at that time, from Boston to Savannah and even in Europe, were carrying wonderful stories of the discoveries of gold in North Carolina, and we feel certain that he was made aware of that. And certainly, if you wanted to do anything in gold, if you wanted to find gold, you would have come to North Carolina searching for it because that's where it was being discovered.
And according to Lattimore, it is simple serendipity that the documentary's completion and premiere coincides with the 225th anniversary celebration of the town of Rutherfordton.
The project itself, the UNCTV Bechtler documentary, which is Gold Fever and the Bechtler Mint, is an independent project that's been going on for quite some time. It's just coincidental that it actually happens to be premiering this year when Rutherfordton is celebrating its 225th anniversary. Rutherfordton was founded in 1787, and since the Bechtler Mint was in the town of Rutherfordton and the Bechtlers live there, the way it ties together is truly tremendous. And this Saturday night, what's going on is at RS Central High School, the premiere of the documentary will be at 7 p.m. beginning then in the high school auditorium, and the public is invited. That's a free event. There's 1,400 seats in the auditorium, so we hope that we can fill the whole room up to watch this fantastic program.
And it is the world premiere.
Yes, the reason why it's a premiere, I mean, obviously the world premiere, because 3 nights after this premiere, on Tuesday, October the 2nd at 9 p.m., UNCTV will air this documentary on statewide public television. And we're really excited about that because this is really going to take this little-known nugget of American history and make it more well-known, certainly across our state. And because this will be digitally shown as well over the Internet, folks from all over the world can see it.
Talk a little about the film, if you would.
This documentary, it's a 30-minute film. It's filmed in HD, or high definition, so it's visually beautiful to look at. And the colors of nature, the blue skies and the lush green colors of Rutherford County's landscape look even richer. And then, of course, the musical score that's underneath the film is something that we're very proud of because it includes almost all original music, performed much of it on 19th century instruments. The attention to detail that UNCTV has brought to this whole documentary is incredible. And I want to mention how incredible the animation segments are to watch. it's fascinating to see what digital technology can do today. Those segments actually replicate the actual movements and the production capabilities of the equipment originally used by the Vecklers. So in this film, you actually see a bar of gold flattened into a thin strip that can then be cut to form the discs that become coins, and then you see how those discs are placed in the Beckler press, and magically they become coins. And all of that's done through the animation and the magic of technology today.
You mentioned that this project started several years ago. What was the impetus for that happening?
So there was a young journalist, Rob Holliday, who worked for UNCTV. He came to Rutherford County to do some North Carolina Now segments for UNCTV, and walked into the office one day at our county commissioners and said, you know, share with me some special stories. What makes Rutherford County unique? Well, certainly one of the first things that he was told was the story of the Becklers and of the Beckler Mint. And so in November of 2007, Rob Holliday did a North Carolina Now segment. Lloyd Manning is a gold prospector up at the Gold Thermal City gold mine. And so that was a regular North Carolina Now segment that was just on a Thursday night. And in the process of putting that together, Rob said, you know what? This story deserves more than just a quick news segment on TV that'll just be forgotten after next week. I'd really like to do something special. So he got the ball rolling, and with UNCTV's support, we began working with Rutherford County and UNCTV to kind of conceptualize what this could be. It's been about 2.5 years now since principal photography, videography, filming, writing, editing, and all that really began. There's a lot of time invested in this project, and so we're really proud to see it finally come together now.
And once again, the world premiere is going to take place
7 p.m. at RS Central High School. And of course, we want to remind folks that the television premiere is Tuesday night, October the 2nd at 9 p.m., and then an encore premiere on Thursday, October the 4th at 10 p.m. The documentary will be available on DVD through the Rutherford County Historical Society. We're going to be selling copies of the DVD to raise money for the Beckler Development Fund.
Thank you so much, Robin Lattimore, County Historian for Rutherford County, North Carolina, for talking about this documentary. For more information about the documentary, go to www.goldfever.unctv.org. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.